This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato, and Harley has come into the studio to talk with me today. Pretty thrilled about that because big day for you today, Harley.
Yes, kia ora rai te iwi. We have Matariki in the city out at the Hamilton Gardens today, and it's such an exciting event, and I can't wait to get talking about it here today.
Yeah, look, I really do appreciate your time because it is going to be massive. This event usually happens in town, but it's been shifted this year. So Hamilton Gardens, I mean, could you get a better spot?
Oh, no, yeah, I know. We actually switched venues because the event has just gotten too massive for our previous venue that it actually became unsafe.
Yeah.
So this is quite the come up for us, kia ora.
Yeah, no, I love that. So Hamilton Gardens in the pavilion, there's been a lot of work going on there. I haven't seen it for a while, so I take it's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's, yeah, we're in there.
That is awesome. So today we're going to be talking all about Matariki. We're going to start with a conversation about what you can expect to see down at the gardens today, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about why it is we celebrate Matariki. So let's start, though, with the event. You guys have been doing a Matariki event for years now, and we as Community Waikato are an umbrella for you guys, which I'm really excited about because I couldn't think of a more important event to be involved with. But it looked like there's quite a range of activities happening today at the garden. So you can tell us a little bit about what's going on. What can people expect?
So as soon as you rock out to the Matariki event at the pavilion, you'll see the entire space being activated with Māori games, ki o rahi, tākaro, kaupapa, Māori board games.
We might go through what some of them mean.
Ka pai. Yeah. No, that's all right. As you go inside the actual building, there's a stage set up with performers throughout the day from all cultures and all shapes of life, not just Māoridom, as Matariki is about celebrating not only Māori culture, but you know, our other cultural cousins from around the motu.
Yep.
We have a Hauora hub, a health hub from from Te Kōhao Health coming in. We have the library set up doing some moko, some games, colouring in and interactive things, and food stores, etc. in collaboration with Māori Ki Waikato as well. Oh, sorry, not Māori Ki Waikato, Matariki Ki Waikato. And all of the rest of the peeps escape my brain right now. I apologize to you, e te whānau, but there's so many stakeholders and storeholders and a whānau who have come in to support this amazing kaupapa. I can't name them right now, but as soon as you rock up, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah, and it starts at 10 o'clock, so people can start rocking up from then, or maybe even pop down a little earlier to get a car park so you're able to hit the ground running at 10 o'clock. So you talked about a number of games, some Māori games. Can you explain what some of those are and what people might expect?
Ki o rahi is an outdoor game similar to touch rugby, but the field is circular. The aim of the game is to, if you're on the team with the ball, you run around touching poles to accumulate points on the ball, and you score it in the middle. If you don't have the ball, you are defending. So yeah,
that's pretty much cool.
Yeah. It's quite an involved game.
Is this a mixed game, or do you play it gendered?
Ah, it's mixed. It's mixed. This game is open to everybody. We have.
How do you stop, like, in defense? Is this a contact sport? Do you stop someone by hurling yourself at them, or is it just a tap or a touch, or like how do you
there's
defend?
There's many variations. You can hurl yourself at someone, but maybe not at today's game.
Yeah.
There's a ripper version, but at this point, you just tag the person.
Yeah.
You just tag the person, and then they have to pass the ball, and a certain number of
passes
means a handover.
Fantastic. That sounds like a heap of fun, that is. How big's the circle?
So it can be as big as you want it, but we're going to go for as big as the field on the pavilion will allow us, which I think probably about the size of I can't even accumulate that right now.
It's a decent size, but it's not like a rugby field. It's probably about a quarter of the size. I don't know either.
Probably something like that.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. So what else?
We have Takaro and Kaupapa, which are two Māori-inspired board games. Takaro encourages you to learn te reo Māori via looking for cards to flip over with certain words on them and matching them up.
Yeah.
Kaupapa is a Māori charades game. You have six different topics, which is what kaupapa means, topic.
Yep.
And you have tokens on a board. The topic icon that you land on means that you have to act out that topic on a specific card. So say I'm talking about a person, and the word is takuta, which means doctor. I have to act out that, and if they get it right, I move on to the next one. The next one might be Kaipatuahi, which means firefighter, so I have to act out that, etc., etc. Yeah, so that game too. And then we've got so much more games than that as well. Would you come down and have a look at them?
Absolutely. I'm actually super excited about it. To be honest, I'm an eater. Like, I love the food.
Kapai.
And you did mention there's going to be some kai available. What kind of food, like, am I likely to be eating hangi? Am I likely to be eating fry bread?
Probably, yes. Probably when
fry
you come down.
Fry bread's my favourite. Do I need to bring my own golden syrup, or is it likely?
I mean, probably not, but I'm going to, so.
Because I'd hate to find out there's no golden syrup and I've got a fry bread.
Modi on mine, bring it with you.
No, I love that. It's, I love these Matariki events, and I love how each year we're seeing a bit of a growth in it, and we're seeing a change in even who's there, right? Like, who's coming along and supporting this, which is really exciting in terms of who's turning up on the day, but also who's involved in, you know, the stalls and, you know, the performances and stuff like that. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so exciting, and it's just developed each year to become bigger and bigger, obviously. So yeah, we're really excited.
So we've only got till 3 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a window that people need to get in there and do something, right?
Yes, aye, yeah. small window with so much to do. There's not enough time in the day. So
look, it will go super, super fast. There was a few other things I wanted to talk to you about. I'm going to take a break first, but when I come back, we're going to talk about Matariki more specifically.
Oh boy.
And and then we'll talk about how people might actually access the event and all of that kind of stuff. So we're going to take a short break. We are going to listen to a song by Tepene, and this is called Pioneers.
Hey Kiwi, listen.
Bungie, you better take this. He won't talk English. Must be one of those Maori brawls. One of those Maori language militants.
Representing the Zeal.
The tangata whenua come first.
Then I'll wait them.
Yeah, now who is Maori causing all the commotion? Overdose, some of those are brilliant. Rugged flows that boom and cogent. Slice through oceans like dolphins. Blowing the scope wide open. Through every valley and reaching cities. Through valley ways. Until my valley's paid. Heaps gonna be the renegade. Protest to the end of days. Carving them up on center stage. Exposing them out of the open like it's old skeleton. With a bit of that old fashioned gold. Get them. From taking that land they stole for ransom. The persistent resistance against the system won't let them have it. With a veteran like Darren, all the ones and tools and multiple stab wounds. DLT be lashing like bamboo, roger that like Grand Old. Blow them out just like a candle. These East Coast stories on the map, you get your plans pulled. And we got bad skill, and got the bad beats. So tear it to your feet like, yeah. And shouts out to the pioneers. Those rappers with the cause be your worst nightmare. Like, yeah. We'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us. Oh yeah, hey, that's the reason why I'm here. Those worries on the mic, it don't, we don't disappear, we right here. We'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us.
I grew up by the river, the Waiapu River. My verse is real life. My words make you shiver. I'm trying to figure out if this a curse that I was given, or maybe this a gift that I was born to deliver. The city I was raised in got a bad reputation. I'm 42 with bread, mean I came up from the basement, the bottom to the top, before my whole world got caved in. But that's telling of a story, and this here's for my natives. I'm born with a rhythm, I'm cope up or driven. When I first heard hype, it changed the life that I was living. To hearing of a Hori with a story just like mine, and he talking about our people, I can hear it in his lines. His flow so uplifted, it made me wanna shine. Who'd have thought a Marty boy could be the greatest of all time? My status motivated, I had pages full of rhymes so outrageous, felt like I was bringing vision to the blind. Kinda like conception, putting pictures in their minds. From conception with the thought, I developed and designed. Another day, another mountain, see the challenges to climb. And I can balance like the goat when my talent's on the line. Salute your boy,
yeah.
Time.
And shout out to the pioneers. Those rappers with it cause be your first nightmare. Like, yeah, we'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us. Oh yeah, that's the reason why I'm here. Those homies on the mic, you know we don't disappear, we right here. We'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us.
The same reason Phil Fuimana did it, R.I.P. Around the same season UHP hit it, then it was me, native, straight down to business. The industry told me it was a fad, I had to silence the critics. This old school fool still moves microphones, I still spit heat like a hung stone. Boom! My Kyanor, my family home. All tear doors, well they'll bury my bones. Yes, this fresh face, fist raised, fall aboard up on fish fingers. Straight out of balls, still get hoarse till there's no pingers. Tie not deep in there, TLT and me, better known to the world as NATIVE.
Oh, native, yeah. Native. And shout out to the pioneers. Those rappers with it cause be your first nightmare. Like, yeah, we'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us. Oh, yeah, that's the reason why I'm here. Those homies on the mic, you know, we don't disappear, we right here. We'll show 'em when the smoke clears. This is I, this is we, this is us.
Hey, Rikota, the Tangata Whenua, come first.
Pena gueta mai.
Kei te marae, ona tūpuna.
There's a pretty awesome song, Pioneers. I'm going to have to listen to that again because it sounds like there are some pretty incredible lyrics in that.
Yeah, that ending was mana.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about Matariki, speaking of mana, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it actually means. Why are we celebrating this? So can you give us a bit of a background about Matariki?
So Matariki came about, the narrative is when Ranginui and Papa Tuanuku were separated by Ta Nemahuta, bringing about the world of light. A few of the brothers were upset at that, and so and lament for the separation of his parents. Tawhiri Matea, the god of wind, ripped out his eyes, crushed them, and threw them upon the chest of Ranginui, bringing about the full name Ngā Mata o Te Ariki o Tawhiri Matea, the eyes of Tawhiri Matea, and then shortened down to Matariki. Yeah, you fellas who struggle with pronunciation, you don't have to worry about that one. Matariki is the celebration of the Māori New Year, which is a time for reflection upon the year past, remembering those who have passed away, and making predictions towards the next coming year in terms of harvest, weather, your people, your iwi, the environments, all those kinds of things. Nowadays, I believe Matariki is used, it's still used in that way, but less prolifically throughout New Zealand. There are certain groups of people who still do the ceremony called Hautapu, which is the viewing of Matariki, where you cast all the names of the past ones who have gone in the past year, feeding Matariki and observing it to make your predictions towards the new year. But majority, I think, whānau throughout the motu use it as a time for remembrance, reflection of their families, spending time with loved ones, you know, taking that extra day to really celebrate with their peers and whatnot. Right.
Yeah. So each of the stars, and in the Waikato we talk about 9 stars. Other places don't have 9, is that right? Some talk about 7. Anyway, we talk about 9, and each of these stars represent a different part. Like we've got water, be it fresh water, And Saltwater Waiti Waita.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I'm not going to be able to name them all.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You got Waiti and Waita sorted.
Yeah. Pohutuka was my favourite. And cool. She, of course, is the star that takes the souls of those who have passed, I suppose, to, where do they go to?
So there are a lot of kōrero around this. Some say they go to Re Renga Wairua, some say they go straight to Te Pō, others say they go straight back to Hawaiki. Matawarangi, Matamua might have a different kōrero about that. But yeah, the waka is an opportunity for our past ones to go safely.
Yes. Yeah,
go safely to beyond the veil.
Yeah, I like that. And I love that there's a moment to really acknowledge that and to remember. I think that's really beautiful.
Mm.
Ururangi?
Ururangi is the star, yes.
Yes.
Yep, Ururangi is the wind, and then collaboratively, Waipunaarangi is the star with regards to the rain. It's in the name, Wai, water, Punaarangi, pulls in the sky.
Mm.
Yeah.
The wishing star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what was the name of the wishing star?
Hiwa I Te Rangi.
That's the one. I think that is a beautiful star.
Mm.
And I love the concept around that too, that is something we can send our hopes and dreams and desires and wishes to.
Yes. Yes.
And so you say that predictions can be made around the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we talking about the brightness, or is it like, what are the what will be giving a message about that you can read in the sky?
Yeah, fantastic pātai. In with the teachings that I've gained, I think during hautapu, the viewing ceremony, they look at the stars that shine the brightest and shine the dimmest. So, for example, say Tupu Anuku is shining really brightly. That might mean the prediction is that harvesting kai from within the whenua is going to be really good.
Yeah.
But say Waita might not be as bright, or Waiti might not be as bright, so harvesting kai from our fresh water or our salt waters might not be as
successful as other years. Yeah.
So stuff like that. And then obviously there are other tohu that come about, maybe the weather on the day or something like that. Maybe a star is covered by
cloud
etc. I'm not an expert on interpreting them, but I think there's something along those kinds of lines when reading Ngā Whetū or Matariki.
Yeah. Look, and I know that very few people are. We do have still some specialists with us, which I think is amazing. And,
yes.
And I think we're so lucky that we, that Māori have retained that knowledge. Incredible. I've been lucky enough to hear about our tome that is Rangi Matamoa has access to, and 1,000 years of knowledge, you know, captured. It's just mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, just to think that all of that knowledge of the past is still here and around, it's so humbling to be able to access. Yeah.
Just unfortunately not accessible by everybody.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're getting there. We'll get there.
I love that though, and I think it's really, from my perspective, important for us to understand Matariki isn't just a Friday off.
Mm.
That there is something deeper to it.
Yes.
And I think it's quite interesting then if you have some thoughts on what it might mean to Māori and how Pākehā might connect with that?
And I mean, even Māori around this time could use some guidance around how to celebrate it, or even some permission to celebrate it, because a lot of whānau think, oh, this isn't my holiday.
Yeah.
But it really is. Like, it may be a Māori holiday, but it's not just for us. I mean, we all live in the same environment, the same taiao. We all see the same Matariki stars at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not at the same time, but we all see them eventually. Right? So, I mean, it's not just for Māori. For our whānau who are wondering what to do, take some time to reflect on your past year, your mahi, how you're feeling, how your mental health is. Take some time to check in on your whānau and friends. Maybe even look at, you know, your dear loved ones who have passed away, and think about the times that you've shared with them. Write them on a star, put them on a wall. go out and learn about Matariki. The museum is running a really cool exhibition where you write the name of your past one on an interactive wall and it turns them into a star.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. If you don't want to do any of that, come to Matariki in the city. Kia ora e te, kia ora e te whānau.
Absolutely. I think that is absolutely bang on, and I really like... I really like what you say there too about you not needing permission to celebrate this, that, you know, and that you can do it in your own way. I'm quite keen to create a kai using each of the different, like, seafood and food from, you know, saltwater, non-saltwater, plain water. What do we call it?
It's fresh water.
Fresh water. It's Saturday morning.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, kia ora.
I should edit that out.
No. Keep it in. That's good.
But yeah, a bit of kumara from the ground, bit of bird from the sky.
Interacting with all of the...
Does chicken count? Does it fly enough to be from the sky?
I mean, it is a manu.
Yeah.
I'll leave that up to your interpretation.
Hey, look, we're gonna turn back to the actual event because we've only got about 6-7 minutes left.
Goodbye.
It is a free event.
Yes, it is.
But there are some things you can buy.
Yes.
So yep. Let's talk about that.
Goodbye. So the entrance to the event is absolutely free to everyone, regardless who you are. There are kai stalls there. You'll be able to... buy hangi, seafood, Polynesian kai, and strawberry treats. I think that's the fellas that just douse strawberries in heaps of chocolate. So, you know, who doesn't want that? Hired am I. Other than that,
the performances, you can walk into the pavilion, watch that. There's not a gold coin or anything walking in.
Absolutely free.
Fantastic.
Absolutely free. Other than the kai, I think everything is free.
Well, actually, when you say free, I'm gonna spin it slightly because... It costed someone, right?
Yes.
So can we talk about who's paid for this?
Yeah, kia ora. It is absolutely free, but only because of our wonderful, generous sponsors from throughout Tamotu, who have, you know, gifted us all of this pūtea for us to be able to deliver this amazing event. Firstly, Māori Ki Waikato have just put it on. For us, they're a major sponsor of ours. So kia ora, kia koutou, ngam hinui rawa atu. The lotteries, grants, Te Kohau Health, Kirikiri Roa Marae, Waikato National Bowel Screening Program, all of you fellas have just given so much aroha, so much love to this kaupapa, and it wouldn't be possible without all of you giving all of that to this beautiful kaupapa. So kia ora, kia koutou.
And we also need to thank the volunteers because you guys have got a crew of people who have been working on this, right, to get this done as well.
Yeah.
And events aren't easy. So kia ora to all you guys and what you've been doing.
Absolutely. And I need to make a special shout out actually to our driver, our kaihautu, Briar Downs, who has just championed this kaupapa for so many years. Without Briar at the helm, the kaupapa, in my opinion, wouldn't be as great as it has been in the past and wouldn't be as great as it is today. Kia ora, Briar.
I know, I think that's very, very fair. We've only got about 4 minutes left.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I'm just going to finish off by asking you a little bit about how you are going to be celebrating Matariki and what you expect to be doing down at the event. And how people might recognise you when they're down there and see you floating around today.
Well, you'll see me front and centre because I'm emceeing the event, e te whānau. So if you have any pātai or want to have a kōrero around Matariki, come and see me, or I can direct you towards some other lovely people in our crew who will be just buzzing to have a down or help you out on the day. All right. Well, today, kia ora.
Yeah. No, that is going to be fabulous. And you won't miss, you've got an amazing hairdo. I'm kind of jealous.
Thanks.
My curls look pathetic.
That's not true. That is not true, Whana. She's lying. She's being too humble. Curls are beautiful. Kia ora.
But it is fantastic. You're going to be emceeing. People are going to see you there. Come along. Ask any questions that you have. But it's an opportunity, I think, to learn a little bit more about Matariki as well. To find a way to celebrate for you and your whānau and your friends and stuff. But also... What I love about this, I think, in particular, is that idea that this is us as a community connecting around an Indigenous celebration.
Mm.
And when I was doing a little bit of research and reading up about this, it seems that this is the first indigenous holiday that has been established in a colonialized country.
Mm.
Not cool that we're a colonialized country. That's a whole debate for a different day.
We're making steps, though.
We are making steps. And I think that there is, for me, a sense of acknowledgement about the value, you know, of tangata whenua in this country and the value of that culture that is actually precious here, right? It's the culture of this land.
Mm.
And so the opportunity to connect with that and celebrate it across all of our multicultural communities now, you know, how amazing.
Mm. Yeah, it's so amazing that we get to put this on show for everyone to access. Again, it's not just the Māori holiday. Yeah. It's for everyone.
And you can then go for a little stroll around the gardens when you're, you know, when you're trying to work off some of that hāngi and some,
yes,
some
you
of
can
that
interact with tupu ānuku and tupu ārangi a little bit more. Yeah, kia ora.
And there is an awesome Māori garden there as well, right?
Yes, yeah, the Māra, it's fantastic. Go and see it if you haven't already to find out.
Yeah. So look, going to be a fabulous day. You don't have much time to get ready, so you need to get your clothes on. And get a little bit of, actually, don't even worry about eating, right?
No, don't just bring it down here.
Yeah, save yourself for a 10 o'clock start. Like I say, probably good to get in early. It is at the pavilion. People are being directed through Hungerford Crescent, so gate one.
Yes.
To enter the car park. I reckon it's going to get busy.
It will. You got to get down there earlier to find, especially with all of our food and performers that are going to be there. It's going to be top.
Does performances start immediately or would they start a little bit later in the morning?
Karakia starts at 9 a.m. and then after that we'll start rolling out our performances and there'll be prizes and games to give out after that on the stage.
There are prizes?
Like I said, you hired him my yete. We hired him my.
Didn't tell us about that earlier.
Yeah, but along with that, the performance will be tops as well, so you don't want to miss all of those.
No, it sounds absolutely incredible. Very much looking forward to it. And thank you for taking the time out this morning when clearly you've got a very big day ahead of you today.
Kei te pai, all good. Anytime.
Thanks so much. And look, everybody, get on down there. This is a fantastic opportunity. Only happens once a year. First time down at the gardens. You want to be one of those people that can say, I was there.
Mm.
I was there the first time they celebrated this massive event down at Hamilton Gardens off Hungerford Crescent. You want to head down there by 10 o'clock this morning. Go a little early. Karakia at 9. But otherwise, kick off at 10. You have been listening to another episode of Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.